Again, a true friend is one who can't stand to see you be anything but what God wants you to be. Do you hear that? A true friend is one who can't stand to see you be anything but what God wants you to be. A true friend is one who wants you to experience God's best in life and who will do what it takes to see that you get there. That means there's going to be some painful times if you really heed what your friend is saying. Well, I just want to lift up some other scripture around friendship for you this morning. Proverbs 18:24. If you want to, just write the scripture down and you can reference it later when you study at home. Proverbs 18:24. Some friends play at friendship, but a true friend sticks closer than one's nearest kin. James 2:23. Thus the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, and he was called the what? Friend of God. And you know, I honestly didn't think about this term friend too much in the Bible until a couple weeks ago when the youth were at River Church. And we heard a gal who was a music minister, did what Jamie and I, it's similar to what Jamie and I did before we went into pulpit ministry, except I think she travels all over the U.S. with her family doing it. But she brought up this idea of friend. And the Bible takes very seriously this concept of friendship. It was amazing to me. You know, there's only three groups of people who are called friends of God in Scripture. Moses was one. Abraham was one. And then later on, Jesus called his disciples friends. That really blew me away. You see, God takes this idea of friendship seriously, even to the point, look at James 4:4. Adulterers. Now, when we talk about adulterers, we usually think of a married couple, and one has an affair on the other, and that's called adultery, right? Well, listen to this scripture. Adulterers, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Do you hear that? So in other words, when we're a friend of the world, we are committing adultery against God. Do you catch that? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. James 4:4. That was powerful to me. When you look at how seriously the Scripture takes this concept of friendship when you read through the Bible. John 15, this is Jesus talking to his disciples. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has a greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You hear how serious Scripture takes this idea of friendship. And youth, how serious you should take this idea of friendship. I would imagine that just about every adult in this room can look back and go, you know what? That person really wasn't a friend. They took me down a road I shouldn't have gone down. Can we say that, adults? Parents, something that you've got to hear. You are still the most influential presence in your youth's life. Now, don't get me wrong, this is the youth that are saying this. You are still the most influential presence in your youth's life. Statistics tell us that influences in order are these. Number one is parents. Number two is extended family. Number three is adults outside the home, such as coaches, youth workers, teachers, friends of the parents. Anybody want to guess what fourth? What's fourth? Peers. Is that on that insert? Yeah, I thought so. And finally, fifth is media. Media. So why do peers influence our youth so much in this world today? Why is that? I mean, honestly, we have to look at each case individually. But in a general sense, many call it influence by default. Anybody ever heard of that? Influence by default. Peer influence wins out when parents are too busy, when extended family moves away or you move away from extended family, and when there is no connection with adult role models. Peer influences are next in line in your youth's life. Now, doesn't that make sense? Remember that? What was the order again? We have parents, number one. Two is what? Three is what? And finally, four is peers. So the parents are too busy or not involved in the youth's life. You've moved away or the extended family has moved away from you, and then there's no adult that has a positive role, positive influence on your youth's life. So by default, peers are the influential partner in your youth's life.